a part on which the success or failure of the expedition may well depend. He paused again. Shall I continue? At this point, when it was plain that some beastly folly was about to be unveiled, inner Flashman would gladly have cried, "Not unless you wish to risk seeing a grown man burst into tears and run wailing into the Abyssinian night." Outer Flashman, poor devil, could only sit sweating nonchalantly, going red in the face with funk, and hoping that Napier might construe it as apoplectic rage at the prospect of having my travel arrangements upset. He took stricken silence for assent, and rose, beckoning me to an easel on which was a map of the country, a most odd map in that it had length but little breadth, like the one which I attached to this memoir, and was made up of several photographs glued together, something I had never seen before. You know what to do. Find Theodore and secure the release of the captives by whatever means. Here are we at Attacrat, and there is Theodore with his army on the road from Deborah Tabor to Magdala. Between us lie 300 miles of country, which, as I've no doubt our croakers will have told you, he gave an amused snort, is an impassable wilderness of unclimbable peaks and bottomless chasms, in which certain disaster awaits if our supply should fail, or hostile tribes bar our way, or lay waste the country, or Theodore himself engages us with overwhelming force, or any one of 100 difficulties arising to bring us to a standstill. He paused to see how I was taking this, and gave one of his little tired sighs. Well, Sir Harry, I can tell you that with your silver to pay our way, we'll not fail of supply if we move swiftly. The tribes, he shrugged, are unpredictable and untrustworthy. Kusai of Tigray has 30,000 warriors, and Menelek of Shoa and Gobaizi of Lasta each as many. But they will not trouble us unless we show signs of faltering or failure. Kusai offers us passage and assistance, and all three hope we shall depose Theodore. Then they will scramble for his throne. They're mortal scared of him, put in Speedy. Menelek besieged Magdala last year, but thought better of it. He and Gobaizi are still in the field with their armies, willing to wound but afraid to strike. He scratched his beard thoughtfully. Can't say I blame Gobaizi. He sent a message of defiance to Theodore last month, and Theodore gave his messenger the slow death. That's half cutting off the limbs at knees and elbows, twisting 'em to seal the arteries, and leaving the victim for the wild beasts. I've seen it done, he added, no doubt seeking to cheer me up. Quite so, says Napier briskly. It is of a piece with the atrocities he has been inflicting for years past on his southern provinces. He touched a spot on the map west of Magdala. Gondar, where he has been repressing rebellion by wholesale slaughter, torturing tens of thousands to death, laying waste the countryside. Deborah Tabor, which he has burned, and whose inhabitants have suffered indescribable cruelties, crucifixions, mass burnings alive, and the like. He seems to have gone completely mad, for all Abyssinia is in a ferment against him, except for his army, and that is dwindling, we're told, through constant desertions. At the moment, he is leading it back to Magdala, but slowly, because he is carrying his heavy guns, and, like us, is having to build his road as he goes, no doubt with the labour of rebels enslaved in Gondar. He always likes to have a few political enemies to slaughter from time to time, says Speedy. He'll execute them in hundreds along the way. Thank God our folk are in Magdala and spared that march. When I think of the torture and abuse they've suffered. His huge hands clenched on the spear lying across his knees, and he growled deep in his throat. One of these days I'll have a word with His Majesty on the treatment of white prisoners. Napier received this with polite interest before resuming. In any event, he will reach Magdala before we do. He may make his stand there. I hope and believe he will. But if he doubts his ability to withstand a siege, he may retire into the southern wilderness, taking the captives with him. Unless he's chopped 'em first, grunts Speedy. "That, too, is a possibility," says Napier quietly. "Or he may march to meet